You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Net inflows into equity mutual funds fell 11.7% month-on-month to Rs. 7,626 crore in July, driven by outflows from large-cap funds, according to the Association of Mutual Funds in India. Large-cap funds saw net withdrawals of Rs. 1,880 crore, while net inflows into small-cap funds remained strong at Rs. 4,171 crore. SIP contributions reached a fresh high of Rs. 15,245 crore. Breaching the Rs. 15,000 crore mark for the first time, assets under management for SIPs stood at Rs. 8.32 trillion in July, compared to Rs. 7.93 trillion in June. Also, focused funds saw the exit of over Rs. 1,000 crore, while the ELSS and FlexiCap categories saw cumulative outflows of more than Rs. 1,500 crore. Meanwhile, India's efforts to promote settlement of foreign trade in Indian rupees are bearing fruits, with neighbouring countries like Bangladesh and Sri Lanka being the first to use the route. Sri Lanka has included Indian rupee in its list of designated foreign currencies, while with Bangladesh, a new mechanism has been launched last month to settle trade in Indian rupees. Minister of State for Commerce and Industry Anupriya Patel said in a reply to a question in Lok Sabha, Bangladesh is the sixth largest export market for India. In FY23, India exported $11.6 billion worth of goods to Bangladesh, which was 27% less than the previous year. Moving on, new business premium for the life insurance industry witnessed a 28.69% year-on-year fall to Rs. 27,867.10 crore for July due to a 47.16% decline in premium income for state-run LIC. Collective new business premium for the first-year premium of 25 private sector life insurance companies grew 25.28% year-on-year to Rs. 12,480.53 crore, according to data released by insurance regulator IRDAI. However, during the period under review, Life Insurance Corporation of India's new business premium fell to Rs. 15,386.57 crore from Rs. 29,116.68 crore in July 2022, as income from the group single premium and group non-single premium categories declined substantially. Interestingly, LIC posted around 21% year-on-year growth in its new business premium for June to Rs. 24,970.82 crore. In other news, large and mid-sized banks are spending more for enhancing digital capabilities as the current user interface of mobile applications and websites need a revamp with a better human touch, said senior bankers and experts. State Bank of India Chairman Dinesh Khara, in a post-earnings press conference, said the lender was investing heavily into analytics to acquire customers on the asset side. Quote, last year, around the March quarter, we had underwritten about Rs. 20,000 odd crore. This year, we have already underwritten about Rs. 29,000 crore. So that is the kind of growth we are seeing, unquote. A recent global survey by Accenture found that the relationship between Indian customers and their banks is increasingly becoming impersonal. On to some exciting news. Air India's 77-year-old mascot, the Maharaja, will not retire anytime soon. His workload, however, may come down. Instead of a mascot's role, the pot-bellied, lovable Maharaja, his curling moustache, aquiline nose and striped turban may be present in the airline's premium classes and airport lounges. This is part of a rebranding for Air India AI, which is expected to be unveiled on Thursday in New Delhi in the presence of the Tata Group top brass. The carrier's current logo, featuring a red swan with a distinctive orange Konark chakra, is expected to make way for livery housing a three-color combination, red, white and purple, as a sign of change. In IPO news, TVS Supply Chain Solutions on Wednesday said the proceeds from its Rs. 880 crore initial public offering would be utilized to repay its debt. The company has a debt of Rs. 1,700 crore on its books, and the Rs. 600 crore that will be garnered from the fresh issuance of shares will be used to pay the debt. Besides, it had raised Rs. 417 crore ahead of the IPO, and with fresh Rs. 600 crore coming in, it will be able to retire all its long-term debts, which will give the company significant headroom to grow going forward. R. Dinesh, Executive Vice Chairman, TVS SCS, said that post-culmination of the IPO, the promoters will be holding 44.54% stake in the company. Lastly, the GIFT Nifty was flat during Tuesday's early trading session, down by 0.03% at 19,605.5, indicating a tepid opening for domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex. On Wednesday, the Nifty 50 added 61.7 points to close at 19,632.55. On the other hand, Sensex gained 0.23% to end at 65,995.81. Vinod Nair, head of research at Geojit Financial Services, said, quote, "The domestic market started adopting a defensive stance as investors awaited crucial inflation data for both India and the US. The deflationary trend in China and downgrade of the US mid and small-sized banks affected the market sentiment," unquote. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.